Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lisa Kilgore. She's a registered holistic nutritionist, educator, and writer. We've been talking about mindful nutrition and learning how to really be present to our food, choosing food that really nourishes our body and our soul. And we just have so many more questions about how to really fuel our bodies. So welcome back, Lisa.
Thanks for having me for the whole hour.
Well, it's great to have you. So what are some of the superfoods that we could go to the store to find?
So superfoods, there's a lot of articles on superfoods. Superfoods are simply foods, but they're usually ones that can accelerate our health. They're ones that can kind of bridge the gap between how you are eating right now and how you want to eat. One of my first healthy things I ever had was a green food powder, and it changed my life. And so if currently you're not eating as many vegetables as you'd like, or your diet isn't exactly where you want, coming into Ave Maria and getting some of these superfoods can really help just kind of accelerate where your diet is.
And what would that greens food do for us?
When we take in greens, so green is a wonderful color, and it's full of chlorophyll, but a whole bunch of other antioxidants. And when we have green powder, we get grasses and algae. Like, I eat a lot of vegetables today, and I still have a greens powder every day because I'm not going to eat wheatgrass and spirulina and chlorella otherwise. And so it mixes them all together and is a powerful alkalizing antioxidant food. And for me, it made my brain turn back on. I felt a lot better and I had more energy because at the time my body was starved for nutrition and it gave me super powerful nutrition.
Is there a really good time of day to take your greens?
Morning is a good time so you can get the energy, but Botanica's Perfect Greens can be done any time in the day because there's no herbs in it. It's just food. So if mid-afternoon you need a quick snack, it can work for that. You can have it in the evening, but generally the best time is in the morning so you can get fueled by it all day.
Okay. And then you can have your bacon and eggs.
Exactly. I drink my greens while I'm getting ready and then I have breakfast afterwards.
Sounds good. So the smoothies, what all can you put in smoothies?
So a great smoothie has a few aspects to it. So the first one generally has a protein, and we'll talk a bit about proteins in a few minutes. It always has something green. So if it's not some kale or some leafy greens, then we can bring in a greens powder to take that place. There's always usually some berries and some fruit. Something to make it thick, like banana or even a quarter to a half an avocado. And then we want a good healthy fat in there too. And that could be coconut oil or it could be any good healthy oil.
Okay. Do you have a favorite kind of blender to blend it all up in?
No, not really. I'm a use what you got kind of person. I also hate doing dishes and I don't have a dishwasher. So I use it just like one of those, like a magic bullet, because Okay. Then I don't have to wash a blender and that will make me have more smoothies. But really, like, there's some great blenders out there and there's a love affair of blenders. I don't have a love affair of blenders, so I don't have a big opinion.
Okay. As a nutritionist, why do you recommend adding superfoods to your daily diet?
Because we aren't getting enough greens, because we aren't getting enough fermented foods, because we're not getting enough antioxidants, and we're especially not getting enough healthy fats. And some of us also need some extra protein. And these are superfoods that can really just, as I said, bridge a gap and give us that serving of fermented foods every day, or give us the antioxidants that our diet isn't quite getting every day.
Mm-hmm. And is it fine to just use a smoothie instead of a meal, or is that kind of...
It depends on the time of the year and it depends on the person. So okay. For some people, so if you have a smoothie and afterwards you feel fantastic and it fuels you for hours, smoothies are great. If after you have a smoothie, you're freezing cold or you're tired or you're hungry in half an hour, it's not the best food for you. And having it as food would be better. So you can instead have the greens just with water. You can have protein in your oatmeal or cook with it. There's many other ways to get these superfoods without just putting them into a smoothie. So if you are an anti-smoothie person, that's okay. You can still be healthy without smoothies.
You suggested coconut oil going into your smoothie. What does that provide for you?
Coconut oil is all the rage, and for good reason. Coconut oil is a source of medium-chain triglycerides, which are great for your brain. Healthy fats in general is a giant deficiency. If you have dry skin, dry eyes, dry hair, if your body is dry, you need more fat. And a good quality virgin coconut oil can provide a really, really, really good fat. It also has antimicrobial benefits. There's so many good things about coconut oil. It's one of the many great fats out there.
Mm-hmm. And putting a half avocado would add to the great fat content too.
Absolutely. One important thing with coconut oil, though, is that every coconut oil is not equal. If you see a giant container of coconut oil and you think, wow, that is a fantastic price, that seems almost too good to be true, it probably is.
Tell me, Lisa, how do you pick a good coconut oil?
Yeah, so there's an ethical issue here. So in the cheaper coconut oils, they pick the coconut, then they dry it, ship it over to North America, reconstitute it, then press it. So that involves many processes and it leads to a lower quality coconut oil. Sometimes there's also chemicals involved, like hexane. And then there's also a major ethical issue. There are some coconut oils where monkeys are used as the pickers of the coconuts. They are put on large leashes and sent up the tree to pick. Botanica's virgin coconut oil is 100% organic. It's pressed within 48 hours of the coconut being picked, and it's picked by human beings paid a fair living wage. And that's, to me, very important.
Yes, fair trade is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Ethically done. You're voting again.
Exactly.
You're voting for what you'd have.
Exactly. So, and sometimes, if your budget is tight, it's understandable. But if you have that extra budget, buying foods that are grown so ethically really, really makes a difference to a country that we don't always get to see.
What are some other uses of coconut oil? If we're not going to put it in our smoothie, how can we get it in there?
I cook with it. So I use it all the time as like the oil that I saute in. When I make rice, I add it to my rice to make my rice better. I'm a dry person, so I add a lot of fat to things. I slather it on my toast, and sometimes I will use it on my skin as well. It's a decent moisturizer. If you're really dry, it's not a great one, but it's really good for your skin and can help your skin heal after a burn as well. So there's so many ways to use it. It's just a lovely, lovely fat.
And you mentioned it was antimicrobial as well.
It is. So if you have it without being cooked and you take it in, it helps rebalance your gut bacteria. So it can help kill off bad bacteria that you don't want in your gut. There is a possibility of it being an antiviral as well. So it might also help keep some viruses in check.
Okay. Sounds like worth putting in the diet every day.
Absolutely. It's one of the oils. I, as I said, I'm a fat eating person. So it's one of my favorite oils. It's kind of in my top three.
Okay. And what are some of your other favorite superfoods?
Outside of greens, my favorite superfood is fermented foods. Mm-hmm. Botanica has some great fermented botanicals. And any of you who are using apple cider vinegar before meals for your digestion would love the fermented botanicals. They are fermented herbs that are turned into this like beautiful, slight vinegary superfood that is just chock full of bacteria. You get lots and lots of good bacteria, as well as you get the benefit of the herb. So they have fermented holy basil for stress and ashwagandha for stress. There's fermented oregano, which is helpful for your gut and your gut bacteria. Fermented milk thistle, which is really good for your liver. And so you're getting the benefit of the simple ferments, and that's great for your gut and your gut bacteria. Then you get the benefit of the herb that's been fermented. And so you get this added bonus every time you use it.
And this is very healthy for anybody who's convalescing or might have a lower energy or a harder time digesting. This is a beautiful product.
It's really good. This is so gentle. So many people have a struggle with herbs because they're strong, and they are really strong. Whereas these fermented botanicals are a gentler version of all of these herbs while still being very effective. So it's great for people on medications. It's great for anybody who just struggles with absorption, and can be used in younger people as well, which is really helpful just because it's so gentle.
Do you have an age limit for using herbs? Do you use them under two, or is it like two a good time to start?
For the full herbs, I don't recommend them for anybody under 18 because I'm not a herbalist. And okay. So that would be for herbalists, whereas these fermented botanicals over about the age of 5, I would say would be okay because they're gentler.
And on a continued basis, they're just food, fermented food.
My favorite of them is the fermented oregano. Anybody who's dealing with gut bacteria imbalances, IBS, chronic candida, a SIBO or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, the fermented oregano kills off bad bacteria, leaves the good guys, and also creates this wonderful home for good bacteria. So you can take it along with a probiotic and really rebuild your gut bacteria.
Well, it sounds super to have oregano knowing the difference between the good and the bad bacteria. Like that's herbal wisdom.
Exactly. And oregano oil, which I love, is very strong and just wipes everything out. So sometimes that's necessary. Whereas the fermented oregano is a mild flavor. If you've had oregano oil, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to the flavor. But with the fermented oregano, it's just this light vinegary, light taste. It's really nice. And it has that wisdom of only killing off what we don't want.
Lisa, if I need a good probiotic, how do I find one?
Oh, that's a great question. The first thing I do is go to a health food store.
Good idea.
That right there, you're going to get a significantly better quality probiotic than you'll find in other places. And so health food stores like Ave Maria have already filtered out and have on their shelves really good quality probiotics. Then you want to look for a probiotic that works for you, which means after 2 to 4 weeks of taking that probiotic, you feel better. If you didn't have any real symptoms, then just getting a good quality one is all you need. But if you have any digestive symptoms, if you have any inflammatory symptoms or any autoimmune conditions, you should feel better within a month of taking that probiotic. And if not, try another one. There's a lot of great ones on the shelf. And I have a handful of favorites, but generally you'll find them all at health food stores.
Great information, Lisa. We're going to have to go to another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Lisa Kilgore.